so it wouldn't sell for you to drink at night. People don't know what was hard time, but still, nobody thought it wasn't hard time. Because you had all you wanted to eat and drink and all that, but you didn't have all the comfort they have nowadays, you know.
Out in the yard, a place where you just hook a garden hose up to get mm-hmm. water mm-hmm. would be a... Do you have that one of those out in the yard? Just look.
Yeah, I have one right over there. And then I have one at the well, at the pump, where I have my pump out there, you know, in the little pump shed.
You have a what?
Yeah. I have a faucet coming from the outside that I can get deep water. But you see, we have a softener now.
Oh.
And I don't drink that water out of the softener because I think it tastes salt. You tell me I'm crazy, but maybe I am. I'm gonna be crazy.
Where did you get your water from?
I get it out of this deep well. I got this, you see, I got a faucet here, it comes from the deep well. And I got a faucet at the pump shed there where I keep my softener. I can go get water there, the water from way down at the bottom, you know. Yes, sir.
They used to wash with that by water, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Or they would lather real good?
Yeah. If it rained, like it's raining now, and you saw those little ditches there, we'd go out there and bring our tub out there and wash right out there. Nice rainwater. Woo! That was wonderful. Because these dug wells was no good to wash. They were always... Well, this thing here is no good to wash either. This hard water is no good. You can't have white clothes with it.
Yes, ma'am. I was going to ask you about how things used to come, like when you bought, say, molasses or things at the store. How did they come packaged? Or how did it come?
Well, they would come either in a can. The molasses was more so in a can. And we used to get, when we were kids, we got everything in big, 100 pounds and all like that, you know. Like sugar, you got 100 pounds of sugar. You got, they called it a barrel of flour. Flour came in barrels. And sugar came in barrels. And a lot of stuff came in big boxes, you see.
Did you ever see a place that would make those barrels?
No. I don't believe I saw that.
What went around the wood to hold the stave?
A piece of, like a strip of, it wasn't aluminum, I know those days, but it was about this wide, and it would go around. It had
hooks?
Yeah, it had three, one at the top, one in the middle, and one at the bottom. And that's what would hold that barrel together. Some of them had wooden ones. The sugar and all like that, the coffee and all like that had sugar ones. I mean had
wooden
ones.
Wooden what?
Wooden hoops. I have a barrel under the house there now. That we used to make wine.
Tell me about that. Can you tell me about how you'd make that? Because that'd be interesting to know.
Yeah. We used to get our berries picked. Four or five buckets of berries, maybe six big buckets of berries.
What, any different types?
No, well, the first berries come on, the dewberries, I believe they call them. The first one, those nice big ones, the first ones came on, that's the ones we got. And we had a barrel that we used to put them in, pour them all in that barrel, wash them nice and clean, and pour them in that barrel, and cover them with water. The barrel was big, about this big. And you'd cover that with water.